on 23rd August 2025, three friends,
Kiptum, Tanaya,
and Salim, set off on their long-awaited adventure to the Mount Kenya Wildlife Conservancy. Their journey began in the early morning, just as the sun cast its golden rays across the rooftops of the multicolored houses in the estate. The air was crisp and fresh, tinged with the scent of morning mist. A gentle breeze rustled through the leaves of the royal palm trees scattered in the compound. They set off through the highway, observing the required speed limit of 110 kilometers per hour. As they approached their destination, a ranger's vehicle rolled past, leaving a trail of dust behind and unsettling a pack of colobus monkeys that was leisurely enjoying some wild berries. The driver of the ranger's vehicle waved at the trio as their van turned onto a narrow trail lined with indigenous flora. Maina, their guide who had maintained his silence since they picked him up at the entrance, spoke for the first time. "Welcome to Mount Kenya Wildlife Conservancy," he said. "This is one of Kenya's greatest natural treasures. It is the home to glacier-clad peaks, rare wildlife, and has been a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1997. It is home to about 28 different animal species and a total population of roughly 1,200 different animals."
"Wow, that's amazing, Salim,"
Kiptum replied. "I didn't know that this facility had been in operation for so long." Maina smiled.
"You need to tour the country more often.
You'll be surprised at how much there is to see and appreciate. Mount Kenya Wildlife Conservancy, for example, is over 20 years old. Its three main programs include breeding and rewilding for the critically
endangered mountain bong antelope,
and an animal orphanage and a conservation education program."
"That's quite something to learn, Tanaya," Salim exclaimed.
"We will have quite a lot to tell our classmates once we open school." "True, Salim. This clearly shows our country is naturally endowed," Tanya added. At the conservancy's animal orphanage, the three youngsters observed rescued wildlife being rehabilitated, each animal a testament to the region's biodiversity and the team's dedication.
"Is that a bongo calf?"
asked Tanaya, eyes wide. Maina nodded. "Yes, it's part of our success story." After a gentle trek, they took a rest and enjoyed the scenic view
of the mountain's snow-capped peaks.
The group chatted about the conservancy's seasonal events and wildlife tracking programs. They learned that the conservancy also supports environmental education and community outreach, helping locals and visitors alike appreciate the importance of preserving Mount Kenya's natural heritage. As they began their journey back, they appreciated what nature had to offer at Mount Kenya Conservancy. They connected with its wild heart, its conservation mission, and its breathtaking beauty.